Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Sam Norwood is with us. Sam's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a senior partner with Tatum Partners. And they're the folks who have CFOs, chief financial officers, and chief information officers that who make, and they make these guys available all across the country to hundreds of small and medium-sized businesses to help them grow their business. These are guys that these companies don't need a full-time CFO. They need a part-time CFO most of the time. And so they take care of that. And he's got about 500 of these folks across the country who report back to him every month on how things are going in the economy. And he reports back to us. Sam, welcome back.
Hey, thank you very much. Our survey this month is just hot off the press. We went to the press yesterday.
Well, I appreciate that. We appreciate the current nature of your report. It's called the Tatum Index of Business Conditions, folks, and Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, I should say. And Sam, remember that old song, What a Difference a Day Makes? My audience is afraid. They're getting worried. They're afraid I'm going to sing. Don't worry, folks. I'm not going to sing. But there is that old song called What a Difference a Day Makes. When I was thinking about you coming on, and I was looking at your report in front of me, all I could think about was what a difference a month makes.
Well, it sure did. And you know, the hurricane Katrina came right as we were finishing up last month's survey, and therefore wasn't the effects of that, which were not known at the time, were not built in. This month they are, and the month of September was weaker in our survey than the month of August. And if that weren't enough, it's the outlook over the next 60 days is worse than what we actually registered in September.
Is there any way to tell, Sam, if now these guys are all professionals and they're all you know, seasoned veterans? They're, you know, this isn't their first rodeo. But is there any way to tell how much of their response is a reaction, how much of it is sort of real? I mean, you know, there may be more over. Is there any overreaction, to you think, here in your report?
There may be, because I mean, these people are human beings like you and me, and they look at they see the news and they see the aftermath of the hurricanes, and it can't help but tug at their emotional side. We may have some overreaction, but the real thing which they're concerned about has to do with both the interest rate and inflationary outlook, as well as what will happen with higher energy costs.
And those aren't mythical issues. Those are real issues, aren't they?
Those are real issues, and they'll get worse on us, we think, before they get better. The inflation outlook has stepped up because of both the effect of the higher energy prices and also the competition for funds, which is driving up interest rates. So we're concerned about those two things, and then what will be the effect of higher energy prices on people's consumption behavior? Already, well, we see SUVs going down in sales, and that right. People are driving less.
Well, and the president asked us to do that if we didn't have to. He said, if you got unnecessary travel, try to limit it as much as possible. But you know, the thing about my comment about your folks' response was really, you know, if I called it I asked you about overreaction, but I think they would probably correct me and say, well, you know, what you're calling overreaction, we call prudence.
Well, we call it as we see it, and we have no axe to grind one way or the other as to whether the our outlook is positive, negative, or in between. And so it's where the rubber meets the road. These people are calling it as they see it in the companies where they are working in, on projects and employed as the CFO or CIO, and they're calling it as they see it.
Well, what are, in 30 seconds, what are they telling you about the next 30 days? Or, I should say, the past 30 days.
Well, the past 30 days was weak, and you might see it. In fact, it was weak in every area, but surprisingly, employment. Strong in employment. The economy does continue to grow, and they say the growth slowed down during the month. It didn't go negative, but it did slow down significantly, so that, for example, our overall index declined to 3.5 from about 8.8.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away.
But when you're walking down that street and you ain't had
we're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check out the site when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And check out our blog while you're there, too, Jim's blog. It's jimsblog.biz, as well as on our homepage. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum Partners, and we're talking about the most recent Tatum survey of business conditions. And, Sam, well, you were just telling us that the current month's report is off quite a bit. And of course, you know, Sam, it amazes me that the petroleum challenge that we're having hasn't already gotten worse. It hasn't already impacted the economy more than it has.
It may be, certainly certain parts have been affected a lot. For example, plastics manufacturers, foam producers rely on petroleum stocks, and they're having a hard time.
But they've been having a hard time prior to Katrina?
Well, particularly now because of a shortage and the very high price of a principal raw material.
Right.
So it's pretty tough on them, and they can't raise prices fast enough to in the pass through. A gas station can change its prices every day,
right?
Manufacturers have contracts to deliver, and this sort of thing really hurts.
Well, and it's that way for small business owners too, Sam, because we small business owners are the last people in the world to raise prices. We're just reluctant to do it because we're worried our customers will leave us.
Well, we worry about that with good reason, but I've found is that customers who know about the your raw material prices, if you raise prices in response to that, your customers, they don't like it necessarily, but they understand it and they accept.
Don't we need to educate them a little bit too? I mean, don't we need to remind them, and not just raise prices, but maybe, you know, contact our customers or maybe put something up in our showrooms or whatever, or when we talk to them about prices, just say, well, you know, this is what's happened to us, and we have no choice, and I'm sure you're doing the same thing, kind of thing. We need to train our customers a little bit, don't we?
Well, our salespeople, most companies, I think, are talking about that a lot. To the extent that they need to, there's a lot of interaction between the selling company and the buying company, and at least it should be, because it's based on relationships, and relationships are built over years with an interaction between the salesperson and the purchaser. So we believe that there is a lot of communication going on about these things, and so that the customer can understand where we're coming from when we have to do something different.
Another thing that's probably got your guys a little dour is the projection for what's going to be happening with other petroleum, like natural gas. All I keep hearing is that natural gas is going to be 50% higher over the winter.
Yes. Well, think about yes, there's some talk that there may be some rule of what temperature we keep our houses. I don't know how they'd enforce that, but
yeah.
Certainly we're going to be more conscious than ever this winter about the cost of heating our homes.
Did Jimmy Carter get back in the White House? Is that sound like a Jimmy Carterism to me.
Right, exactly.
Price God control, God, price. God help. Yeah. God help us if anything like that ever happened. But well, what are your guys saying about the next 60 days?
The next 60 days, they're more worried, and this may be the emotional reaction. They're more worried about the outlook than what we are reading in other in the news media from other sources of information. Our guys are quite worried about this, and we'll see in the coming months whether our worry is justified or not. But backlogs declined fairly significantly in the past 30 days and are expected to continue to decline. And although employment was up, and that looks strong, the commitments for capital expenditures are expected to be down, and we're concerned about the cost of financing because interest rates are rising. And even though on a long-term historical basis, interest rates are not nearly as high as what we saw in the 1970s and early 80s, they're getting higher, and to some degree, it will choke off people who might be buying homes and people mm-hmm. who would be buying large items, cars and things.
Well, you know, Sam, with all the rebuilding of Florida over the last year or so, all the rebuilding of the southern Gulf area, the Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana area, that's going to create a lot of economy down there, a lot of economic impact down there with the workers and all the money that's going to be flowing in there, private and public money that's going to be flowing in there. But that doesn't help the contractor. You and I both have family members who are in the contracting business who don't live in that area, and it's not going to help those guys because their prices are just going to go up. Their raw materials are just going to go up.
It'll be a local thing in southern Mississippi, and the initial beneficiaries having to do with rebuilding the infrastructure will be the bigger companies. Smaller companies in that area, however, look to the next 5 years in rebuilding, and so we think that the initial what we see in the next 60 days will not be very beneficial from a business point of view down there, but looking out over the next. It certainly will be. It'll be the hurricane bound.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to get Sam to tell us about what he's learned from the folks he's talked to in the area impacted by Katrina and Rita. We're going to do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Lysingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum Partners. And I told you a little bit about him earlier, but I want Sam to give us a little bit more. Sam, tell us about how Tatum Partners works.
Well, Tatum Partners has seasoned professionals in the area of finance and information technology, and we are an outsource source for talent for the CFO, CIO positions, and also for doing projects. We have about 500 partners in 30 cities across the United States, and more of our work seems to be project work. But in any case, our people remain partners with us, and the firm gets a little sliver of what is paid to these individuals for their work. And
they're basically professionals you can rent, right?
It's a rental.
You don't have to adopt. You don't have to adopt them.
You don't have to adopt them, and you can do it either part-time, as you mentioned, or temporary or permanent.
Yeah.
If to the degree anything is permanent these days.
Exactly. Give us that website, please, Sam.
Website is TatumPartners.com, TatumPartners.com.
And folks, you can get that. You can get the survey. You can read all about the survey on their website, but you can also get it on my website. It'll be up today or tomorrow. We always post their website right alongside the NFIB's monthly survey. It's really a good one, folks. It's very important information here that I think you'll benefit from. I think it'll help you with your plan. Because these are you know, your guys are not weak sisters. I mean, these are solid professionals that as I said earlier, it's not their first rodeo. They've been down the road before, and so whatever their reaction is, it's a pretty solid reaction, and so I encourage you to check this out. Sam, are you talking to anybody in the area affected by the hurricanes?
We fortunately do not have an office in New Orleans or in southern Louisiana or Mississippi. Perhaps we should in the future, but we don't have one down there. So,
but have you talked to anybody?
Anecdotal, talking to friends who are down there. And
what are they telling you?
It's a really tough situation, and we, of course, see it on the news. But we imagine, you know, think about if you had a business down there and your facility was totally wiped out, what would you do? How long would you keep your employees on the payroll? And how would you visualize getting started again? Would you stay in the area where you were before because that's where you know folks and that's where you've been? Or would you move your facility to another city?
But Sam, how do you? Let's say you want to keep the people on payroll. If you're a small business, you don't even have your checks. You can't even write a payroll check for some of these businesses. If you did, the bank that you have, where you have your money, is there's nobody at that bank now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the economy, this is an example like we've never seen before, really, of where an economy was wiped out. I mean, the people, you know, this is a great economics lesson if you think about it, isn't it, Sam? Because you look down there, you realize how much everybody's connected to everybody else in a way that makes the economy.
And you rarely see film on the or coverage by the news media about the problems of businessmen. It's always the individuals who are devastated, but
right.
The business people who own the businesses are also suffering in ways that are just tremendous. And I don't think we get adequate news coverage of what all they're having to do to try to keep their business together and to try to get back into business after this kind of devastation.
It's just catastrophic, and we are going to be reporting more on that as time goes by. Sam, we got about a minute left. What are your last thoughts on what your folks are telling you about the economy?
Well, my folks are mainly worried about financing. They think that inflation is going to pick up, interest rates are going to pick up, and it's going to be tougher and more expensive to acquire money. The government and all the other funding to restore the hurricane-ravaged areas are going to compete for available funds for loans. And so our main worry is about that. If we get past the financing side and the deficit that's going to be caused there and the competition for funds and the inflation that will result from higher energy prices, then we think we're good. The economy is actually still growing, we think, and it's solid, but the growth is going to be slowed down by the aftermath of the hurricanes.
Sam, give us your website one more time, please.
Website's TatumPartners.com.
Folks, I encourage you to check it out and find out more about what Tatum offers, because they're outsourcing an example of outsourcing at its best. And I encourage you to check them out. Also, check out their survey. You're going to want to read this thing. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great. Good to be with you.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.